Halloween.
Hey, Elliot.
What?
How you doing, buddy?
Halloween.
What time of year is it? Time of year is it right now? What's coming up in a couple weeks?
Halloween.
What are you gonna do?
Trick or treat.
And eat lots of candy.
Yum.
What's your favorite kind? What's your favorite candy? Do you have a favorite? M&M.
Hershey.
Reese's Pieces. Zagnut.
Reese's Pieces.
Okay. And who's your favorite singer?
Michael Jackson. Magnifica. Magnifica. Feather. Scooby-Doo.
You like Scooby-Doo? Scooby-Doo's scary, isn't it? Is Scooby-Doo scary?
Yes.
Are you scared? Scooby-Doo scary? Scrappy-Doo? He's scared. Scrappy-Doo.
Check. Halloween. Scary. I'm scared.
How scared are you, Layla?
Scared.
Are you really scared?
Yes.
Or are you just a little bit scared?
A little scared.
How about big scared? Are you big scared?
Yes.
Not yet. Or what are you going to do if you're scared? What are you going to do?
Read a book.
Read a book about what?
Scared.
About scary things?
Yes.
And that'll make you less scared?
Yes.
Why does that make you less scared? If you're scared and you read a book about scary things, that makes you less scared?
Yes.
Okay, how does that work? Because why? Because what's in the book?
Scary.
But it's make-believe stuff?
Yes.
So you don't have to be scared of that?
Yes.
All right. Yes. Are you scared of
Michael Jackson, Dracula, the Wolfman, the Mummy, Godzilla, King Kong, Freddy Krueger, Jason Voorhees, Ghostface, yeah, scary, Ghostface, Leprechaun, Green, Leatherface, scary, a bug, Jigsaw, a Booger Man, for the Booger Man, yeah, watch out, for the Booger Man, I might get ya, Candyman, Megamass, Michael Myers, oh Godfather, Sleep with the Fishes, how about what, the Milkman, well, look out for the Milkman, scary Milkman, Big Bad Wolf, Feathered Tail Ghost, Ava Spock. What's that track? Woo. Scary. Baywatch. They have a Hasselhoff. Scary. Scary Hasselhoff. Pennywise. Barney. The dancer. Scared of Barney. Are you?
No.
I'm scared of Barney. He's big. Purple. He's a dinosaur. His name's Barney. Are you scared? I'm scared. I'm really, really scared. A Barney. Help me. I'm scared. A Barney.
Don't be scared of Barney. Haley.
Yes, Layla.
Don't be scared of Barney.
Nope.
Why?
Don't be scared of Barney.
Nope.
Barney, don't be scared.
Spaghetti meatballs.
Don't be scared of spaghetti meatballs. Take spaghetti.
It's delicioso.
Take spaghetti.
It's delicioso.
With sauce. And cheese.
Cheese.
And butter.
Peanut butter.
And that's it.
Spaghetti.
With sauce. And butter.
And butter.
And garlic bread.
And cold whip.
What kind of pasta? Spaghetti meatballs?
Yes.
That's it. Don't be scared of Barney.
Anchor Winter. And Winter Group.
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Justin, with Justin, and with Patrick, and Mickey. Justin, Patrick, and Mickey. Talking about scary, scary movies. What? I am DJ Chicky Patty. DJ Chicky Patty. That's me. I am DJ Chicky Patty. Whoa, and I'm scared. I shouldn't be, but I am. Spock, 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 Spock. Captain, that's your captain. This is your captain. Spock, where are you? Are you scared? Like me? DJ, Captain, DJ Chicky Patty. What?
My name is DJ Patrick, and today I'll be talking about scary movies.
And I'm DJ Kingsnake, give my expertise.
And I DJ Mickey. And I chair.
I'm so scared.
I'm not scared. I love all the blood and gore. But I want to talk about a new movie that's coming out in the next 4 months. Scream 7, which is going to be one of the best, but there are some holes to it. They said that they're going to bring back people from the original movies that were already dead. What do you guys think about that?
I think that's kind of impossible.
Why would you say that?
Because the first movie was made a long time ago and those actors are a lot older now.
Yes, but you gotta remember though, all the actors that come back, they do amazing stuff with makeup nowadays to make them still look younger than they are.
That's why they still make them look younger, so they can be in this new movie if they want. Yeah, they do all kinds of neat stuff.
What do you think about this, Mick?
What do you think, Mickey?
It did happen.
Anything else you want to say about it?
It can happen if I want to, right?
It can, but it kind of kills the backstory, don't you think?
I think it totally does. I don't want that to happen, no.
What do you think, Mick? Think it kills the backstory?
Maybe.
And also, has anyone here besides me seen the new remake of I Know What You Did Last Summer?
I have not seen it yet.
What about you, Mick? Have you seen it?
Nope.
Well, I have seen it, and there's actually one actress in it that actually comes back as the hero.
What's her name?
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Cool.
Just like in the original two.
Who that?
You seriously don't know who Jennifer Love Hewitt is. She's a famous actress who also had a small cameo years ago in the show Boy Meets World.
Yeah, I heard of her. She's been in a lot of movies.
Sorry, we just killed somebody.
And we murdered somebody. And yeah, I love all the blood and gore and stuff. It's so cool. That's what I love about horror movies. It's my favorite, man. Yeah.
Do you like Dave film?
Well, Mick, you say you like horror movies too. What's your favorite horror movie monster?
What's your favorite monster?
Dave film.
Yeah, Jason.
Well, I have to say my favorite is Leatherface.
My favorite is Michael Myers.
And why do you like Michael Myers so much?
I like him because I think he's really scary looking, really creepy looking. He's just my favorite.
Then here's a big question for everybody. If there was going to be a fight between Michael Myers and Jason, who do you think would win?
I think Jason will probably win.
What makes you say that?
Because Jason is a lot bigger and stronger, I think. He has a bigger knife. He has a huge machete. And Michael Myers only has a small kitchen knife.
But you also got to remember, Michael Myers is inhuman.
I know. He's been human. Burned. He's a monster.
He's been burned. He's been shot. He always keeps coming back for more.
I heard about that. Yeah, I seen that. He never dies. He always keeps coming back, which is crazy.
So I think it'd probably be a pretty good matchup between them.
Yeah, I changed my opinion. Michael Myers is going to win, definitely. He's going to beat Jason and win. That's what I think.
What about you, Mick? What do you think?
What do you think, Mick?
I think Jason will win.
And why do you still think Jason will win?
He killed people on Friday the 13th.
Yeah, but Michael Myers has killed people in Halloween. Oh. So that doesn't really mean anything.
Doesn't mean nothing.
Killers are killers. They kill everybody in the movies. So your point doesn't really make sense.
It don't?
Killers are killers. They all kill people.
And if you're saying that Jason Wynn, just because he kills people in his movie, that doesn't make any sense.
It does not.
Microphone. JMD. That's it. Microphone.
Bologna. Salami. Linguini. Ziti. Spaghetti. Mitrami. Scary. Halloweeny. Frakes and beanies.
Cecil Weenie.
Cecil Little Weenie.
What?
Seth's a weenie.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter.
Yes.
Seriously. Seth's weenies.
Hey, guys. Hey, you want to know something?
You want to know something?
Hey, you know what's fun to do?
What?
What's fun to do is let's gather around the campfire. Campfire. And we'll roast some marshmallows.
Marshmallows.
And maybe some weenie.
Weenies.
And, you know. And then we'll listen to...
Thriller.
What was that?
Thriller.
Thriller by...
Michael Jackson.
And who else was in that song?
Vincent Price.
Oh, yeah, he's a scary guy. Was he scary?
Scary.
What do you think
Scary. What?
Monster movie?
Monster movie.
Yeah, he was in a lot of monster movies. Scary monster movies, right, Patrick?
Monster movie stuff, yeah.
Certainly was. Yeah. Yeah. And you know what else?
Yeah.
You know what else? You know what else can be scary?
What?
Franks and beans.
Franks and beans.
And marshmallow.
And marshmallow.
By the campfire.
At the campfire.
Scary.
Scary.
Right?
Why scary?
Are you scared? Are you scared?
I'm not scared.
You shouldn't. You really? You might be scared.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, I think you might be scared.
Ooh. I don't think so.
Ooh, I think so.
I don't think so.
Scared of Franks and Beanies at the campfire.
I love campfires. I ain't scared.
Wah-ah.
Neighborhood. And who's whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it tonight.
Stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
And okay. All right.
Hello.
What's that? Go ahead.
Hey. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Hey, Peter. Happy Halloween to you, Peter.
Happy Halloween.
You know, do you hear this music?
Do you hear this? Yep.
What do you think? This is kind of scary. It's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
Scary and creepy? Are you scared?
Yeah.
Peter, are you scared?
Oh, no.
Are you not scared? This doesn't make you scared or creeped out hearing this kind of music?
Oh, no.
What does this remind you of, this kind of music here? You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of this kind of outer space aliens maybe coming to conquer our planet. You know? Come down to scoop us all up and bring us back to their planet and make people kebabs out of us. That's kind of scary, isn't it? What do you think of that?
Great!
What would you do if a creepy, scary alien came down to Earth, Peter, and said, "Come to our planet." What would you do? Would you go?
No.
What do you think, Peter? What do you think about that? Would you go with a creepy alien to their planet if they came and asked you to?
Oh, yes!
Would you? Would you really?
Oh, yes!
Would you go with them? What would you say to them if they said, "Excuse me, human Mr. Peter Man. Please come to our planet."
Oh, yes.
And maybe when you got there, what would you do? Well, you could explore the planet. Wait a minute. I think the music has stopped. Let's go back. There we go. All right. So, anyway, you could explore. But you think they have sports? Like, do you think they have alien football, say, on another planet, on an alien planet? What do you think about that?
I think the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
Here, bring that closer to you, buddy, so we can hear you. Go ahead.
Game 6 and 7, the Dodgers, Blue Jays!
On another planet, you think?
Yeah.
The Dodgers and the Blue Jays?
Yeah.
So if you were to be abducted and taken to outer space by a creepy alien, they might have the Dodgers and the Blue Jays there. So what players then? That means if the Dodgers and Blue Jays are playing on other planets, perhaps there are some alien baseball players that we don't know about? Who are the alien players, Peter? Who are they? Do you think? Here, right up to the microphone. Who are the aliens?
I don't know.
Who do you think might be an alien?
I don't get it.
In MLB. Who do you think? Any alien players?
I have no clue. Halloween!
Halloween! Let's get back to that, huh? What are we doing on Halloween? Are you going to go trick-or-treating? Anybody?
I'm going to be at my ability. I don't bring a lunch.
You don't bring a lunch that day because why is that? You're not going to eat lunch that day?
I'll have lunch here at a Halloween lunch at Viability.
What will you have to eat?
I think hot dogs, chips, and a drink and goodies.
And goodies. What kind of goodies are we looking for?
Candy.
What kind of candy? What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite?
Favorite is
Zagnut.
Zagnut. Yeah.
Do you think they'll have some Zagnuts? I asked yes. Elliot about that. I don't think he was crazy about the Zagnut. What about you?
I think I'll have Hershey's.
Oh, yeah, there you go. There's a good choice. All right. How about the rest of you guys? Let's talk about candy.
What favorite candy is Marshmallow Butterfinger?
Marshmallow Butterfinger? Is that
right? Yeah, they have
Yeah.
Is that right? That sounds actually interesting. I don't know if I'd like it.
Oh, yeah.
Jim, how about you, buddy? Get in there. And you can share that microphone over there next to Peter. Just scoop in there and grab it.
Three Musketeers.
Yeah, you know my favorite candy is Snickers.
Ooh. Snickers?
Yep.
Oh yeah. My
Snickers.
My favorite candy is Whissy Paper Cup.
Hey, wait a minute. Do you hear that? Peter, do you hear that?
Yeah!
What do you hear? Something's coming. Can you hear it?
I have no clue.
I think something scary is about to happen. What do you think?
I have no clue.
Do you hear that? Jim, you hear it?
Nope.
Peter, you hearing that?
Yep.
Sounds like footsteps. Wow. I'm scared.
Watch out, my cookies! Here I come! Gonna tear right
It's not metal. What are you talking about? Think about what it is. It's not metal. Listen to me. Metal Jim. I tell you what it is. This is metal. Are you afraid?
Madness! This is heavy metal madness! Metal with Metal Jim! Yes! Metal Jim!
How many notes? Hey, Peter.
What?
How many notes?
Two!
You sure? Maybe
three. Two, three. One note. Two notes. Three notes. Three notes. Two notes. One note. Two notes. Three notes. Three notes.
one more time. I got it. I got the answer. It is Mike Ranger. Night Ranger. Rock. Rock in America. That's it. I'm a winner. Winner! Here I'm the winner! Hey, Metal Star! I win them all the time! Fucking oh! Here we go!
Are you afraid?
Are you afraid?
Of the dark.
Of the dark! Iron Maiden! Up, up, up! The Iron! The Halloween!
Fear of the dark.
Iron Maiden.
I can do that.
Iron Maiden. Dick. Dickinson.
Bruce Almighty.
Bruce Dickinson. He's a guy that rocks. Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
dark road. I am a man who walks alone.
All right, we have a very scary top 10 with our friend Mr. Count Cassie. And here he is, the very scary Count Cassie.
Thank you. I am T.T. Walker, the type of 8 cents about Grim Creeper.
The Grim Reaper, no!
I come for you, so. Number one, it is believed that Grim Creeper is based on the great god as the father time. Number two, rippers from all walk to their soul to challenge they facing as merchants. Number three, the death and tropical Grim Creeper been knowing to go on vacation. Therefore,
did you say the Grim Reaper goes on vacation? Where does he go when he goes on vacation?
Anywhere.
Does he go to Florida?
On the highway.
Aha, uh-huh, I see.
Before the Grim Creeper might above the wall. But five, the New England nursing home has been nicknamed a very Grim Creeper. But six, the Grim Creeper power occurred a very resistant to death and the afterlife, just as soul, they can also progress a superhuman ability and a death a sense and their power. Number seven, if you Grim Creeper touch you, touching you die, as the Grim Creeper is a me touch and may other who guidance the soul after a person has already dead. But A, the soul creepers can live for thousands of years. It can power with the stronger was over 2,000 years. That's end of story.
The Grim Creeper yourselves, please come to soul. I come to soul. Ah! I come for you to sit. The sit. I come for your soul. And to disappear, no one find them.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had one long horn and one big eye, like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Really came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you, cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I wanna get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed undergrowed, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom-bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon-toed, undergrowed, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash.
He did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wow.
From my laboratory in the castle east,
wow,
to the master bedroom where the vampires feast,
wow. Wow.
The ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrodes.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Wow.
The zombies were having fun.
Did it shoot? Wow.
The party had just begun.
Did it shoot? Wow.
The guests included Wolfman.
Did it shoot? Wow.
Dracula and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. They played the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drac's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Morty sent you.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash. And do my graveyard smash. You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can
monster mash. Young boy.
place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Hairy-handed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.